Sonny, it's been 2 weeks since the last game. I bet the guys are desperate to get back out there on Saturday and put some things right after the Carlisle performance.
Yeah, definitely. If we could have played on the Tuesday after the Carlisle, we would have played, and we definitely wanted a game straight after the Carlisle game, you know, to bounce straight back. But the way it's happened, it was FA Cup weekend, and unfortunately we've been knocked out of that and we didn't have a game. So we've had a lot of training since, we've been working hard, and yeah, like you say, all the lads are, you know, they're bang up for a game now. You know, 2 weeks without a game, you know, around this time of the year, it's quite rare. And you know, we've been training hard. Everyone's been on it, and you know, we've just got to go into Saturday now and get a result, because you know, when you lose two games in the league, it's hard to take. And you know, with our ambitions and where we want to finish this season, you know, we certainly won't be looking to lose three on the spin. So you know, I think we've prepared pretty much perfectly for this game, and if it goes the way we've planned it to, then you know, we're going to pick up the 3 points comfortably.
It was a bad performance at Carlisle, and unlike Crawley in the last few weeks. Anything you can put your finger on specifically?
Well, you know, the lads have sat down and we've spoke about it, and you know, in the game we started so slow, and you know, we can't really put our finger on why we've done that, because you know, like you said, the previous month, I think everyone's been on top of the game, and I think it's shown in our results and our performances. So yeah, it was a tough one to take, because you know, it's a result and a performance that you know reminds us of what we was like maybe at the start of the season, you know, in the first 10 games. So you know, we need to get that out of our system straight away, and like I say, we've watched it back and we've seen where we went wrong. We're not happy with it at all, and you know, we've trained, you know, the last couple of weeks, and we've prepared, you know, differently, and we're going to do things a little bit differently, you know, to make sure that we have a fast start, because in this league, it's, you know, in any league really, it's important that you have a good start and you build good foundations, and you know, you go from there. So yeah, I think it's uncharacteristic really from the lads now, from what you've seen from the last month. So you know, we'll be certainly looking to change the way we've started, and you know, if we start well, especially at home, you know, how good we've been at home recently, you know, I think if we start well, then you know, we've got every chance of getting the 3 points.
Dagenham not doing too well this season. They're down near the bottom of the table, but they've had some good results in recent weeks in the league. They won at Wimbledon, they drew with Plymouth, so they'll have to be respected, won't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, whether any team in this league, whether they're at the bottom or the top, you've got to show them, you know, the respect that they deserve, because they're in, you know, this division for a reason. And you know, we've got no doubts that, you know, Dagenham are going to come and, you know, they're going to try and get all 3 points. There's no two ways about that. So we've got to go the right way and, you know, make sure that doesn't happen. But like you say, they've had some good results lately. You know, they was a bit unlucky at Whitehawk by the looks of it. Didn't see much of the game, but no, it's one of them. They're fighting near the bottom, and we're just floating about mid-table, you know, deciding, you know, where our season's going to go. So you know, the results, you know, I think maybe more important for us than it is for them, really. That's how I see it. So I think if everyone has that attitude, then you know, we'll do well.
We've got 5 games coming up in the next 3 weeks, and like you say, this is really pivotal time now in the season. We get a good run going over Christmas and New Year, fly at that table.
Yeah, you see it every, you know, you see it every season. You know, teams, you know, who do well over Christmas, you know, tend to finish high in the table. So it's a tough, you know, it's a tough month for all the teams, and it's a test of character for, you know, for the teams. And I just think, you know, your depth of your squad, you know, comes into play now, because you know, we've had players that have been, you know, on the sidelines for a while now, not getting a game, and I think they're very good players, and you know, they're going to be needed now. You know, Simon's not fit now, so someone's going to have to step up and fill that place. And I think if we stay fit, you know, over this Christmas period, looking at the games we've got, you know, I think they're all winnable games in this division, but you know, we've got to play, I think, maybe 4 teams now in the bottom half of the table, you know, running into January. So, you know, we'll be looking to get as many points as we can. And, you know, if we do get 4 or 5 wins, you know, in the next month, then, you know, we'll be, you know, looking for a good 2016.